violence on Nigeria's Christians continues under the radar. Haiti's recovery depends on the pace of reconstruction, and it's the home stretch for Bible translation. History is in the making. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. There's been yet another attack against Christians in Nigeria, this time in Kano State. Todd Nettleton, a Voice of the Martyrs USA, says,
"What we have seen in this most recent event, which happened in May, was young Muslims, reportedly as many as 100 of them, coming onto a church property, attacking the people who were there, burning down the buildings."
No one was killed. Still, much of this violence falls under the radar. And when violence is reported, it's not referred to as religious persecution.
Typically, when we hear reports of the violence in Nigeria, we don't hear the words Christian persecution. What we typically hear is sectarian violence.
Though religion isn't the cause of all attacks, as ethnic and political tensions run deep, victims carry much strife and pain. Nigerian Christians' responses give Nettleton hope.
In spite of the attacks, they are standing strong in the gospel and in the message of forgiveness. We pray that that can be the seeds of a revival.
Elsewhere, Haiti's comeback efforts could be at risk if the lives of the survivors don't improve. Nearly a half year after the quake flattened the heart of the country, people are still living in precarious conditions. Baptist Haiti Missions' Ron Sparks says small agencies are making a big difference.
One of the things we're most thankful for is that our schools have gotten back in operation, and so the children are back in classes, even though they are in makeshift quarters in some instances.
BHM has been working to meet the physical needs of more than 4,500 families.
The good news in the face of it all is that there have been hundreds of people that have been very open to the gospel and have made a profession of faith in Christ.
For BHM, sharing Christ with the kids in their schools is an investment in Haiti's future.
These people now that become believers and become part of a church down there, they're going to be growing into positions of responsibility and leadership in Haiti. And these are the kind of people that we need and want to have in positions of leadership so that they can change the heart of the country.
You're listening to Mission Network News. As Karen Christians and other Burmese believers continue to face hatred and violence from the government, Vision Beyond Borders is reaching out and raising awareness. Through the children homes they support, VBB is caring for orphans and showing them God's joy. That's independent of your circumstances. To involve believers around the world in prayer for Burma, VBB created a 30-day prayer guide. Each day features a different need of the country. Visit our website to get your copy. Meanwhile, out of over 6,900 languages, there are still 2,200 without translations of the Bible. Although the numbers may seem high, Bible translation is actually moving along faster than ever before. Wycliffe Bible Translators' Bob Creason says,
"We're involved in the greatest acceleration of the pace of Bible translation that the church has ever witnessed."
Part of this acceleration comes from Wycliffe's commitment to the Last Languages campaign, an attempt to have Bible translations in the works for every language by 2025. The campaign has seen a lot of progress, but prayers and people are still needed to reach the goal on time.
We still need translators, we still need literacy specialists, but we still need people that will become involved in administration. We need teachers, we still need a few pilots every year. We need IT specialists.
And thousands of people will come together this Friday with one purpose, soccer. Can you imagine if that purpose was Christ instead? International Mission Board missionaries will use their efforts at the World Cup in South Africa to unite people around the gospel rather than a game. The international event will attract people from dozens of countries, including some that have no missionary presence. Pray that God would use this unique opportunity to build His kingdom. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You know, churches are always looking for great mission resources, aren't they? How about the Mission Network News Monthly Bulletin inserts? It's up-to-date news and information to help get your friends out of the pew and actively involved in outreach. Just call us here at 1-800-995-4828 for subscription information. Or you can go to our website to click on the link and see a sample and subscribe. That's missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.